believe.
Only believe.
Mm-hmm.
God want our belief to be stronger in him.
Yes.
All the way. Tell the Lord you want to go all the way. I don't want to be halfway with
you. I don't
want
to be halfway. No. I want to be
all the way. I want to be all the way.
Yes.
I want to understand what the word holiness means.
Yes.
It's very, God told us to worship him in what?
Spirit
and in truth.
Spirit and in truth.
Yes.
He wants us to honestly worship him deep down from our soul.
Amen.
Deep down. Thank you, Jesus. From our soul. And I'm just thinking about Jesus coming. When Isaiah said he was coming, he said that Jesus was the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus wants us to be not afraid. Huh?
Amen.
He wants us to believe.
Believe.
And to have peace in our life.
Yes.
When the world is going crazy, I'm not going to go long. When the world going crazy, huh? God will have put peace down inside of you.
Yes.
Amen.
While everybody is going nuts and shooting themselves and getting over stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Man, how burned down, he shot himself. Went out there, looked at his stuff and shot himself in the head. Killed himself dead. Huh?
Yeah.
See, God will give you peace.
Peace.
In your life.
In your life.
When there's trouble all around you, surrounded by trouble. All around you. God will give you peace,
peace.
In your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The worst thing you can have is worry.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
God will take that from you.
Yes.
Amen.
He'll take worry from you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He'll give you peace.
Peace.
He came down here to bring us peace.
Hallelujah.
Yes. In John 14:26, it said, but the counselor, huh? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, Jesus,
uh-huh.
Hallelujah,
uh-huh.
will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you,
uh-huh.
disciple. Peace I leave with you.
Uh-huh.
My peace I give you, he said. I do not give you as the peace as the world give it.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Do not let your heart be troubled.
Hallelujah.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord would not let the devil sneak on you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come up on you and sneak on you. He's fighting you every day. But he's the counselor.
Uh-huh.
Like Isaiah said, he's the mighty God.
Yes.
All your burdens. Come on, bring your burdens and give them all to Pastor Frank.
To Jesus. To Jesus. Jesus. We test to see if we're awake. See if we're listening. Okay. Give it to Jesus.
Bring your burdens and lay them down.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the one. All your troubles, all your problems, everything you're going to face, Jesus, he's in front of you.
Yes.
Amen.
When you're out there walking, Jesus is ahead of you.
Yes.
You're taking, moving the hedges out your way.
Amen.
That's what we want next year.
Amen.
We want to come to the church house and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
And when we praise the Lord, people going to come.
Yeah,
you don't have to say nothing.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Gonna come.
Amen.
It's gonna happen.
Yes.
You don't realize how many people is walking around searching for God.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's people searching for God.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
just you know, being in a dark room ain't no light.
Mm-hmm.
No light, huh? You trying to find the door, you know?
Yeah.
Up into the walls. And
trying to find the door.
Trying to find the light.
That's why I don't understand what people do the ghost thing.
Huh?
I don't understand why they do it in the dark.
They stay in a door
understand.
In the dark? That's the dumbest thing.
The ghost hunters and all this stuff. They always do it at night. Ghosts, they come out in the daytime too.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But they go out in the dark and show you, with my friend, what's his name, guy? My ghost friend. What's my ghost friend?
Ghost
Zach.
Friend?
Zach. You know, Ghost Adventure. Y'all know the Ghost Adventure.
Oh, Ghost Adventure.
Yeah. He shows on the camera how. This is how it looks right now. He turned the camera out. It's pitch black. Huh? That's how people is in the world today.
It's pitch black.
Darkness. Until they see the light, when they come down here and hear us rocking and rolling down here. Right. Having some church.
Yes.
Yeah. The light turn on. They come on in. And we teach them the way of the Lord.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
It takes time.
Yes.
You know, when people first come in the church, the old time folks, they always try to change them right away. Uh-huh. You don't do that.
Uh-uh.
That's God's job.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't want that job.
Amen.
Let God change
them. Yeah. Right.
As long as they keep coming. Let God work with him. God got to work with him. I can't change nobody.
That's right.
Thank you, but in the old time, when somebody come to church and you know get baptized, take those earrings off. No earrings, no jewelry.
Yeah.
Or your dress is too short.
Yeah.
Your dress gotta be down to your ankle.
Amen.
Long sleeve, can't wear no short sleeve. All that stuff. Leave free people alone.
Preach.
Look God, look
Amen.
God.
All right.
God can do it. All right. Let God do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My father said, you just live the life.
That's right.
You live clean.
That's right.
You do what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
And later on, they said, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing. You know. And then, go in line.
All right. God bless.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Let God do the work. So,
yes.
Bye-bye right now.
God bless.
All right, God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got
Amen. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Amen.
We love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, let God do it. That's what God do. When God do it, it's going to be done good.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be right.
All right. God bless you.
All right. God kept. Thank you, Jesus. So,
Jesus.
As this year is finna go out, God said, be at what?
Be at peace.
At peace.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus always did that. When the storm was raging, nothing going right, and when the disciples out there on that boat, he tell them, he said, be of good cheer, and he always said, be at peace.
Yes,
that's
peace,
right.
Peace to you. Amen.
You was out there on that boat, and the wind was blowing hard, and the wave was coming over your head, and Jesus gonna come tell me to be at peace.
Because he's just trusting.
Yeah.
To trust him. It's,
fire is burning, huh?
Yeah.
And Lord gonna say, be at peace.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't understand what he's saying when he said, be at peace. Fleshly, you know, in our mind, you know, our mind, but when he said, be at peace, he means don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry,
man.
Huh? Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. With the disciples going,
what?
Looking at the waves instead of at the message.
I can't drink all this water.
That's right.
Yeah. A lot of water.
No fish left.
No light fishing.
But Jesus wants to be at peace.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever happened this year, this year is closing in. If an earthquake come and shake on your feet, huh? Mm-hmm. What y'all gonna do?
Be at peace. Trust in the Lord.
Found me a
doorway.
Well, that doesn't mean we aren't gonna get a doorway or
under.
Jesus, yes. Under something sturdy.
I'm going to the Burlingame.
Under furniture.
That's right.
I'm going to the Jesus.
Gold. Yeah, the hurricane come and the wind is 200 miles an hour. You gonna do like those weathermen gonna go out there and shave me?
That's not the plan.
Nah. I'm gonna be at peace.
Be at peace and be sheltered up.
When he said be at peace, he mean be at peace.
Don't be riding the tornado.
This is still your deepest need. And I, your Prince of Peace, long to pour myself into your neediness. Y'all got that?
All right.
That's what Jesus wanted to do. He wants to be at peace. Thank you, Jesus. My stepmama got a son, and we call him Demon Seed. That's what we call him. Demon Seed.
Oh no.
My message to her is to be at peace.
Be at peace.
But she said, well, the Lord told me to do what I got to do with him. And when they get together, He cusses her out. Mm. Say all kind of dirty, nasty things to her. Huh? But she got to learn to be at peace.
Amen.
I know it hurt her real bad when her son talked to him, her like that. But she needs to know to be at peace. God is not going to tell you to do anything to cause your joy and your peace to be gone.
Amen.
That's right.
Huh? I hear you. Amen.
That's right.
He's not going to do that.
No.
He's the author of what?
Faith.
Faith. Mm-hmm. Author and finisher of our faith.
Is he the author of confusion?
No.
No.
What did he say?
The author and the finisher of our faith.
He's not the author of confusion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know why I went that way, but that it worries me how he acts with her. Thank you, Jesus. But she needs to be at peace, you see. My abundance and your emptiness are a perfect match.
All right, that's good.
Y'all hear that?
That's good. Mm-hmm. His abundance and our emptiness.
Our what? Our emptiness.
Mm-hmm. And his abundance. Mm-hmm. He can fill us up.
What is he saying to us?
Cast all your cares upon him.
All your cares. Come on, Sister.
All your cares.
Yes. He's the governor.
Uh-huh. He's governor.
All your problems should rest on his leg.
On his shoulders.
Come on, that's a child.
Oh, my God. Listen. All right. You think it's a tricky word than that.
I was like, what?
Huh?
That's like, that didn't sound right.
I guarantee you, you try to fix next year yourself, huh? You're going to mess up.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
Hmm? Is that right, Brother Ted? If I try to do it myself, it ain't going to come out right.
Right.
I don't care how you write it, how you put it down on paper. If you don't put it on the leg of Jesus.
Shoulders.
Come on now.
All right now.
Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said he's a horrible counselor.
No. Wonderful counselor.
Y'all following me now? Come on now.
Wonderful counselor.
All right.
He's a what?
Wonderful counselor.
He's a wonderful counselor.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
So how did he counsel you?
Through his word, through his spirit, through prayer.
What's the main, what is the main substance of him counseling you?
His word.
His word.
The Holy Ghost.
You're going to read the word. Yeah, come on now, the Holy Ghost.
That's it, because he's a comforter.
I got you on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He counsels you with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall look at you all the time and shake his head at you.
No. He will lead and guide you to all truth.
And what he'll do?
Teach you.
Yes. But apparently, he got his Bible. He's following me. He will teach you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What's good?
Yeah.
What's bad?
Yeah.
And teach you his ways.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. And bless you abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Pour down blessings on you.
Amen.
That's what I'm looking for next year.
Right.
I don't want to come up here and preach all day, you know, but I just want to talk about next year.
Next year.
Be at peace.
Be at peace.
Yeah. Have peace. Come in the door with joy. And
yes.
Joy. Tell the devil, I ain't going to do that what you're trying to get me to do.
Amen.
Yes. Let the Lord talk to you.
Yes.
Amen. Let the Holy Ghost move in your life.
Amen.
And teach you how he wants you to be.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He wants you to go backwards.
No.
Huh?
No.
Forwards.
No. Huh?
No. Forwards. No. That's right.
This
life's a multiple choice.
I can't wait to get in a big church and see all that.
That'll be funny because see how many actually paying attention. Then you know if they're paying attention. Corn cob, mashed potato.
Oh, Lord be messing with me, and I just mess with the thousands of people out there.
Oh, Sam said hallelujah, not even pay attention.
God tell us to hate each other?
To love each other. Love one another. Love one to another. Amen.
But he did tell us to give each other up, though, didn't he?
No.
Huh?
To pray for one another.
Huh?
Pray for one another.
He told us to give us your up, didn't he?
No, pray for
yes,
one another.
Yes, he did tell us that.
Wait a minute, how?
He's supposed to pray
explain.
We're supposed to forsake our mother.
Oh,
our
that
father,
one. Oh, okay.
Sister,
I misunderstood. I misunderstood.
For who?
Okay. Jesus. For Jesus.
All right, I
for
got
Jesus
you
first.
Now.
Okay, you got me. You got me. That was tricky.
Write that down. Got that down.
That was a doubler. That, they doubled up.
We're supposed to love each other.
Yes. Love
but Jesus is last.
Jesus first. He's first. He's first.
He's first.
First.
Above
everything. Everything.
Everything.
Everybody. Everyone.
For to give up the world.
Give up the world.
To follow the devil, right?
To follow Jesus.
Boy,
you're really keeping up on our toes here. I can't keep track of all the ones you've done now.
Give us the word of Father Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. We're
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
We know it, huh?
Amen.
We know what to do, huh?
No, amen. We need the Lord to guide us.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Well, yeah. We're ready.
Are you ready?
Getting ready and staying ready.
What you ready for?
Jesus.
For Jesus?
Jesus to come. Rapture.
You ready to what?
When he calls us away.
Yeah.
For the
so
next
ready
year.
To do what?
To live for Jesus.
That's right. You ready to get out of here.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't want to hear y'all say, I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah.